Comic Book Club News gives you the comic book news you need to know first thing in the morning every weekday in the form of digestible 3 to 5 minute long podcasts. Comic Book Club News recaps breaking news stories from Marvel, DC Comics, and beyond, Monday through Friday. New episodes drop 6 a.m. ET in the Comic Book Club News feed, so they're ready for you when you're ready for the day. Comic Book Club News. You hear it second or third, possibly fourth.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Thunder, thunder, Thundercat!
Thunder! Thunder! Thunder!
Hey, how are you? I'm Larry Kenny, the voice of Lion-O, here today for my good friends Ryan and David. You may know if you listen to the podcast Radical Retro Rewind.
I love it.
All of it.
Radical Retro Rewind.
She even looks older.
Who likes my art collection?
Yeah, we've heard that one before, mummy.
What is it? I heard him shout.
Oh, yeah.
Thundercats! Ho!
Who you calling a ho?
Welcome back, bunglers, to another episode of Thundercats Reviews, brought to you by the Radical Retro Rewind Podcast. As always, I am your host, Radical Ryan Hunter, here with everyone's favorite brother, David, for another episode of Mail and More, Thundercats edition.
Well, hello there. It's so lovely to be here. A shout out to all of our bunglers.
Hi, bunglers. You might be a little disappointed. Today is not our normally scheduled double episode.
Shame on you. Shame on you, Ryan. Radical Ryan. Shame on you.
It's true. I mean, it truly is.
I think you need to get slapped with one of those freaky, freezy, freakies gloves. I challenge you to a duel, sir.
Ooh, very Dark Shadows of Us as well, actually. That comes up.
Or the Thundercats episode when Mumra pretends to be King Arthur.
Excalibur. Mm-hmm. That was a gem of an episode.
Speaking of gem.
You got your gem doll.
Samantha. Samantha. Thank you, Samantha Newhark.
We did bring that up the last time, David. So yes, gem has been secured. She has arrived.
She is under the stairs, like Ryan had. It came from the basement. I have it came from under the stairs. I have a closet that is underneath my stairs. She is secured right now. She is in my exquisite collection.
One day to be released.
When we actually set up our studio in my house here, when you get here, I don't care how you get here, but get here if you can. Once we set that up, I'm going to be putting those shelves up, and we're going to be displaying things so that I may have to take some cues from Sean McEwen. We have to talk about some toys too, because he's got so many.
Of course, the Hall of Omens, the unofficial ultimate guide to Thundercats toys and beyond.
How many, what is he on, his fourth? Is he starting?
Yeah, third or fourth edition. I mean, that is amazing.
So excited for him. Anyway, I'm on a tangent, but I'm so excited. I know that you said they're going to be making Pizzazz too.
They are, this company, which we're following.
I'm putting it out now to our bunglers. If you find Pizzazz
in Walmart, because
if you seek Amy. La, yeah. La, 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 la. No, I am really upset because, no, okay, how do I put this? This is Thundercats, so we're not going to go on a, I'm on a crazy tangent as always, but I am so upset that it was so difficult because I really, truly wanted to buy a gem and play with her and make her sing and be like, Rio, I'm really Jerrica. But I could not do that because I have the beautiful and talented Samantha Newhark, who autographed my box that I cannot open and sent me pictures, like actual pictures, not just like, but actual photographs.
Do you think she did that because she recognized that you were from this show?
I hope so.
Or is it because of the
I don't care.
Price
I hope I hope that she did. I don't care, but I shamelessly told her in the message that she could potentially go on our podcast. So where am I going with this? So the bottom line is I am so excited that they're releasing more. I think you said Pizzazz is coming next. I really want that. But unfortunately, the very talented voice actress that voiced Pizzazz did pass away in 2019.
He's saying this because David feels like it is the only option to find these is if the voice actors themselves buy the stock, upcharge them, sign them, and then sell them.
So this Patricia is, this is how desperate Alice he is. Albrecht. Patricia Alice Albrecht was the American actress and writer who voiced Pizzazz. Unfortunately, she passed away at the age of 66, so young.
Wow, that is young.
December 25th, oh my God, on Christmas 2019. So I am putting it out there, bunglers.
So why don't we do we should do a call at arms, bunglers, collecting bunglers. If you happen to come across the new, these are Walmart exclusives, and Gem, of course, is in the black market. But yeah, Pizzazz, David is definitely looking for that.
Well, it hasn't come out yet, but when it does, if I can't find her, please, bunglers, I will pay a premium. Find Pizzazz. Please find Pizzazz for me. I'm setting up the... I will pay for her to be shipped. I will pay.
No, but
actually,
honestly...
I'm assuming... I don't know. I'm not being... Because I think Pizzazz was amazing. I'm assuming that she's not going to be quite as popular as Jem. But I also believe that they probably won't make as many of her.
You know, though, I think this, if anything, this... has shown that there is a huge demand for Gem and the Hologram still.
I think they're ready. Pizzazz, because I have universal appeal.
Okay, so there is this toy company that's making them that is making these old. They're also making Rainbow Bright now. So maybe they're like, they're going to start making all of these retro things. This is so us.
Thunder. Introducing the evil mutant warriors, Ratero, Vulture Man, Croon the Destroyer, battle against Lion-O and the new Thundercat allies, Hatchiman, Snowman, Tusca Warrior, the battle is on for the Sword of Omen. Thunder. Figures and vehicles each sold separately from LJN.
To kind of talk about action figures as well, one of our newest bunglers, can I call you Dr. Alan Grant from Jurassic Park, Alan Grant? Alan, he had asked if we would do a LJN Thundercats. Of course, that's the brand that made the original figures in the 80s episode. And we will do a full episode for you.
But we want to do some more research on it because, you know, we have to sort of sound intelligent at some point in this podcast. It's been 5 years, so.
What about with you know, potentially maybe Zach, maybe Sean, you know, like we will definitely give this a lot of love.
Oh my God. That would be a dream, like a dream for me, but a nightmare for you to have Zach and Sean on a panel with us to like actually discuss things because it would be so hard.
You mean
hard
to edit?
Edit.
You
yes,
mean edit four tracks?
To edit. Yes.
It would
absolutely
be a dream.
To because they both have very busy schedules, but also to edit would be the ultimate like Martin be like, oh God, I'm on my 17th cup of coffee. I can't even.
He's my second.
You'd be like Blanche Devereaux when she was like, what was she trying to?
With the eyeballs. She's writing the kids' book.
The balls of sunshine or whatever when she was looking at eggs in a bag or something. I don't know. If everybody knows that reference, if anybody's seen the show Golden Girls, they would know that reference. But
Rose, why are your eyeballs looking at me? That's what she said, those eggs in a bag.
Yes.
And we did do a poll for this. A matter of fact, Malin Moore won. But we wanted to give you a little something, Alan. So we will be talking about just a few of David and I's memories of the action figure line. For Alan, LJN, and the Thundercats toy. So I did ask David very shortly ago if he could start thinking of some memories. We'll start with that. We'll start about the memories. Because David was cognitive, basically, during this time. I came, you know, I was born. I was just...
He's like, David was aware that he was alive at this moment in time.
I wasn't, clearly.
He was untouched by the cruel world.
He was cognitive of life.
He wasn't drugged.
Because when I could realize what Thundercats was, it was a point when they were dead and they were just hanging onto the clearance bin. So David was in
it. What can I say? There's so many things I can say. Did they produce that Sword of Omens that I had?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I miss that sword. I think about that sword all the time.
Because it was just thrown out, I'm assuming.
I don't know what happened to it. I really don't know. I loved that sword. I carried it around all the time. I did Sight Beyond Sight. I used it to put lights on to light the wall up. I called the other Thundercats. They never came, unfortunately, especially not Lionel. I'm still waiting. You left me.
It's because you were in the Lionel position at that point. You couldn't call yourself.
Anyway, I'd like Lionel in a position.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so I do remember that. I remember everything. I can tell you the silly things. I loved the fact that the eyes lit up, but I hated that red little power rocket ring thing that you had all, they always got lost.
And I feel like it got corroded a lot.
Yeah, and I always hated the Sword of Omens because it always bent and it always chipped, rubbed off and was red underneath. And I don't understand why the plastic was red under the silver.
Yes.
I remember the swinging arms. I remember that thinking, why is Tigra so much slimmer and thinner and smaller than the other Thundercats? He's almost like the prototype of Chitara's body.
Isn't that funny that they rectified that and then made a thicker Tigra years later, calling him old Tigra?
I also remember not really caring whether or not I got Wile E. Kid or Wile E. Cat, but when you did, they were only these little plastic crappy ones that stood there anyway, like little pieces that didn't even mean anything.
It came with Tigra.
Also that rubbed off, that was one color underneath
also
too.
Rubbed off. It was Wile E. Cat came with Tigra. He was orange.
Yeah, and it rubbed off, the colors rubbed off. So those are the things I like, some of the silly things I remember. I mean, I remember loving them. I remember wishing I had Cat's Lair.
Thundercats Cat's Lair. Will Cat's Lair's electronic laser beam destroy the mutant vehicle?
Laser.
Direct laser hit. Cat's Lair's doors are blown open.
Ho! Get him! Fire! Retreat!
Cat's Lair defeats the mutant vehicle. Cat's Lair, complete with mutant vehicle. Figure sold separately from LJN.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think the quality of the toys was very good for the time.
I totally agree.
Because I still have some. Totally, I mean, you have them. You have most of mine, too.
As a matter of fact, I was just thinking this. I'm like, you know what, David? When I finally get there, we should join your collection together and put all of your originals together and your Thunder Tank and all of these things together. Because I inherited the Davids, but also I did get like certain ones that David didn't have. So I think we should put them all together. Chitara, we have them all. We can make a display in that room, a matter of fact. All of your LJN. You got to talk about the mail-away Mumra.
Okay, so I don't... You had to collect a certain amount of...
Proof of purchases,
but I don't... Was it from the actual Thundercats, or was
yeah,
it...
Yeah, so it was on
remember,
the back of the...
This is a very valuable lesson. A very valuable lesson to young children who are addicted, and all of us, addicted to Amazon Prime, and I get it in one day or 2 days, or I need it immediately, and better... It has to come, otherwise do you know how long I waited for that, Mumra? Like so long, so many weeks. So I collected all the things I needed to do. You had to send them in. First, it had to be sent. If for some reason that got lost in the mail, all the little proofs of purchase, I would have never gotten it, right?
You would never have known.
I would have never known. So you had proofs of purchase, you sent it away, and then you had to wait and wait and wait. And wait. And wait.
Do you think it was months?
It had to have been at least 2 months, 6 weeks to 6 weeks to 2 months at least until I got it. And finally, when I got it, I was so excited because to me, the collector in me, I guess, the little bit of collector in me was like, this is something that not everyone's going to have because
it's true.
At that time, they weren't producing it as something you could just buy off a shelf. It was a special thing, right?
The only other time you could get it was later on when they made the Mumra's tomb. They threw it in as a pack.
Yeah, so
that's it.
I had something that no one else had. And I also remember thinking he never carried a staff, so why did it come with a staff?
That goat-headed looking thing,
yeah,
yes.
So But that made me so happy because it was so cool. It was like something so special. It's like that one special thing that no one else in your mind has, because the anticipation, I almost forgot about it because I thought it wasn't going to come at that point.
Especially as a kid, you're yes. thinking that this is gone. But
the payoff, you know, that I got it was amazing, and it definitely added to. I have to say, I love him more than I like the full fledged Mumra. Like
I do. I mean, isn't it too? Because I mean, it's special too because it was a memory for you. But that's what kids saw Mumra as all the time. Wouldn't you want the mummy form? I mean, yes, the ever living form is fantastic and creepy. Honestly, tell me that Mumra isn't creepy. Did you love that he was bald underneath the helmet for some reason?
Yeah, I always thought that was kind of funny.
He had this Hawaiian skirt with these like Hawaiian leg things on and bald.
Like, yeah, he was like very, like he was going to a Mumra luau.
Yeah, we never saw Mumra bald like that in the show.
I have to say, the fact that these toys have lasted for 40 years is pretty amazing to the quality that they were. Because, so Ryan, you have pretty much my collection.
Yeah.
I happen to have found a couple or bought a couple. Like I bought, not a new, but an old Lion-O and another Mumra to have, because I use it as like my like little inspirational little pieces when I'm doing the podcast or whatever. So I have those, but those are not my originals. Those are something I purchased off of eBay.
I have your Panthro, your Tigra, your Thunder Tank, your Slive.
Jackalman I had too. I don't think I had, what do you call it? I don't think I had Vulture.
I got Vulture years later.
Oh yeah.
I got Vulture years later. I got Rotaro. I had two Rotaros that were like, it's funny. I say this about He-Man too. When I wanted these figures, what was left of He-Man and KB's was Faker.
Yep.
Faker Mossman.
Yep.
Faker, Mossman, and maybe...
And Grizzlaw.
Grizzlaw! Yes, Grizzlaw! Exactly. That's all they had. So I had a million Fakers, a million Grizzlaws. So I had two Rotaros.
See, if you were like the people today, you would have taken a Faker and you would have painted him, painstakingly painted him with acrylic paint or something, special paint that they do now. They make Barbies into like different things. And
They do. I would have actually did that. I do have my Mumra and Lion-O. They actually were mine because I told David, my only memory was, again, a closeout store. I was in first grade. Mom picked me up. I turned around. There was a mutant fist pounder, a new Lion-O, and a new Mumra.
So that was it? There was nothing else? You grabbed?
Well, it was in the back seat, and it was just like, It's a memory that I remember. First grade, how long ago was that? I remember to this day. And I'll tell you what, I also have a memory of finding that, because our brother, Michael, was, I guess, fond of burying things, I want to say, David, and taping things up. And well, that's how he played action figures, maybe, let's just say. I remember finding one day in our childhood backyard that Wile E. Cat buried in the ground.
Oh, really?
Buried in the ground. And I was like, why do I feel like this is a Michael? Also, the Gamorrean guard from Star Wars, you know, the Jabba the Hutt green pig nose thing, all buried randomly. God knows that property might have been filled with a toy graveyard out there. So that's one memory. And I also have a memory of in the 90s. Again, I always say this is the dark times when it was just on Cartoon Network. That was it. That's all you had of Thundercats. I was in the city. We were visiting. I was with mom and dad, and our cousin was there, and he was a toy collector too. We went to this local toy store, and David, God, the man must have been still screaming to this day. He had some random friend watching his toy store, and they must have just gotten a delivery of new toys. It was a trash bag on the floor, and it was Bengali, which even as a kid, I knew was like, you cannot find Linkso. Another one that's like Jaga. And he haggled with this. He couldn't get the owner on the phone, and he must have just said, oh, well, these might as well get something for them. He haggled, God knows. And these figures, the man must have had a heart attack. Because for like Bengali alone goes for like Jaga, Linkso goes for.
So you have all those?
I have all those.
That's pretty amazing.
And we're still missing Pumyra. We're still missing Pumyra.
Look on eBay right now.
You want to say LJN Pumyra? But you know what's crazy? And we'll have to ask Zach when he comes on next time. Do you know his father, when he was a kid, came home with a sealed Pumyra he found? I want him to tell the story. I want to say it was his father. I want to say the father was traveling and he found an inbox Pumyra. That must have been like actual gold.
Ooh.
What are you seeing?
We have out of the box, the cheapest out of the box, I think, is like $111, which is not in great shape.
That's not up even
to $1,400.
Actually, I was going to say, that's not bad for Pumyra, $111. I'm shocked. That's actually cheap, I've seen.
Oh, wait a minute. Ultimate Pumyra. Oh, no. Ultimate Pumyra, the healer action figure.
Those are the newer version. Yeah, give her that title. Give her that title. But David's right. These figures actually hold up pretty well. I will say Lion-O's legs prone to fall off. My Lion-O is glued. His one leg is glued into place.
Look at this Pumyra.
That's the LJN Pumyra.
She looks cross-eyed.
Alan, this is just a little talk. You know what? When David and I set up that room, and I'm telling you, we should do a whole video, David, of setting up the office and displaying those LJN. We got Snowman, we got Hachiman, we got Vulchi.
Bengali's $122, but they're out of the box. Do you have the Driller?
No, we have Top Spinner.
Vintage LGN Thundercats Mongor 79.
We have Mongor. I can give you Mongor. We can set him up. Mongor. These were all, again, collected in the 90s loose. Like, I just got lucky and found these loose. And at the time, I mean, if you were a collector, you wanted these. But it was always, actually, it was He-Man all the time.
$750 Safari Joe.
But isn't there something about that packaging that is so, it invokes such nostalgia?
Captain Cracker.
How much for Cracker in the
back? $749.
Oh!
There's a Bengali here for $8,000.
Is he in the package? $8,000. Oh my god.
My informants tell me.
My source tells me. Maybe your source.
She even looks older.
How dare you say that to me?
I didn't think Lion-O was like that.
I tell you it's true. The information comes from my best source. There's another thing. According to my source,
I did it for the money.
And I paid the money. Are you sure your source is on our side?
You got
thunder
mail.
And keep your foot off that blasted Sommelflan.
David, oh my god. So this is 3 episodes worth of mail, going all the way back to when we did last have Sean on the show, Exile Island. Our friend Daniel from the Geeks with the Beards podcast says, I'm so happy you are back with Thundercats Reviews. Exile Island was a fun episode. I was surprised Lion-O left the Sword of Omens behind, but I loved his bag of tricks. Seeing Captain Cracker again was a surprise, and now the Thundercats have a place to send all the villains. I wish they did, honestly. I mean, I thought that would have been a great prison planet. I liked Lion-O saying, pump it up, challenged his inner Schwarzenegger. Love you all and can't wait for the next episode. He also wants to say a happy 40th anniversary to Thundercats. Thundercats was one of my favorite cartoons of the 80s. I feel it's equally amazing as He-Man. Oh, the new crossover toys that are coming out this year are so exciting. Yes, David, I did send you some of them. Thundercats, He-Man.
I saw I have to be honest with you, I was at work and I was just thumbing through stuff you sent me, and I was a bit confused at first because I saw what looked like a Thundercat sort of mixed with Battle Cat, and I was like, what's going on? It was Cringer mixed, yeah. But I didn't get that at first. I was like, what's going on here? Then you know.
Cringer's now a man. A Thundercat
That's
man.
That's a man, baby. Which is cool.
It's a long time coming. It's a long time coming for these two properties, I say.
I was going to say, for one night only, I wish Cringer would become Princess Kaguya. No. I've become a human man. No.
That's our Sailor Moon, of course. So here's our beautiful Greek Bungler Coast is.
Hi. Hello, so handsome.
First off, hello again to my fellow bunglers, Ryan, David, and our guest, Sean. Yes, this goes back to the Sean episode again. Happy New Year! Holy crapola. I hope it's an exciting and productive one for you. Thank you, Costas. Secondly, happy anniversary to our beloved Thundercat. My thoughts on this show were summed up in the comment I made under the community post, so I won't repeat myself. Thank you guys for reading it. I hope it resonates with many fans who love the show as much as I do. Thundercats is a cultural phenomenon, and we were blessed to live during that time. Truly. Especially seeing nowadays, I'm more and more glad, David, that we lived in like the best of both worlds. Like Hannah Montana. You get the best of both worlds. We lived pre-internet and after internet. We got like the best of both. Well,
it certainly more keeps you a little more grounded, a little more humble, I would say, for sure.
That's true. I mean, now every day people are born with a phone as soon as they come out of the mother's womb. They might take selfies, right? Thirdly, I love hearing from Sean. He sounds so passionate about the show, and I appreciate he's as talkative as I am. And let him know that he's inspired us to be more appreciated towards the cast and the crew of the show. I'll drop Larry a thank you message today for sure. Oh, I love that, Costas.
I love that. And I love him bringing that up, and I love him taking the time to do that because, you know, going back to what we had just said too about the voice actress of Pizzazz from Gem, I had no idea until we started talking about this that she was even gone. You take for granted. And obviously another big part of my childhood as far as when it comes to...
And she voiced, I believe, tons of cartoons as well.
I'm sure she has. I haven't even dealt I actually knew her name. You know what I mean? I've known her name, so it's not that her name is foreign to me. I just didn't know it in the context that she was the voice of Pizzazz on Gem. So, and now we won't be able to contact her. We won't be able to say anything. And so sentiment taken. And yes, that would be wonderful. I think Larry would appreciate that.
Let us know, Costas, if you got a reply. I'm sure he did, even if it was a quick one. Lastly, this is the 100th episode, but not for you guys. That's true, because we double them up. Our Thundercats are, you know, doubled, so stand alone. I will try to honor it as such, but also such a weird episode to reach that milestone and to be celebrated on the 40th anniversary, no less. As for the episodes, it's one of those unchained Overguard episodes. There are other times when you may overlook the odd, wacky moments because the episode is really solid, but here are just too many. From Scooper to the Choppy Palm Trees. That said, there was some stuff I liked. The trial scene, which was cool but never revisited as a concept. Lion-O's psychic connection to the Sword of Omens, one of Overguard's best tropes. And Lion-O teaming up with Snarfer. They have fun chemistry, albeit different from Lion-O and Snarf. That's very true. It is a different dynamic. The host scale, 2 out of 5. I'm sorry, guys. I tried to be lenient, but the Overguardisms were just too many. Bungler of the Week. I'd go with Tug Mug and Red Eye, because they go MIA when Lion-O arrives, probably enjoying a margarita under the choppy palm trees. Plus, I'm really curious what Lion-O had in his bag for them. It's awesome to have this podcast back. Can't wait for February. Well, I hope that February treated you very nicely, Costas. Okay, let's journey to the Key to Thundera and Return of the Thunder Cubs. Our friend Alan Grant said, my favorite podcast, ho. Ho, right back at you, Alan. You. Daniel says, it's so sad to lose John Irwin. He was a voice we grew up with along with so many others. These two Thundercats were a lot of fun. Lion-O being trapped in the Book of Omens was so cool to see. Of course, he had to rescue Mumra from his demise, and seeing the Thunder Cubs is always fun. Mumra had a great time with his insults. I love you all, ho. We love you, Daniel. Carissa says, I definitely needed this because sadly I got the stomach flu. No worry, aww, fellow Thundercats. Snarf is tending to me now. Here's a question of the day. Do you think the Sword of Omens and even the Book of Omens are actually living entities in the ways of the Eye of Thundera? Is the Eye of Thundera a living entity of some kind? I know it sounds strange, but it's something I noticed and the show always and always wondered about. Carissa, first off, I'm glad that you commented on our latest episode. You are feeling better. Snarf soup and candy fruit has gotten you back on your feet. David, I definitely think at this point the Sword of Omens is cognizant of something, much like the book. I would say the book as well, because I mean, there is that inside throne, and we will see it again. Maybe we'll learn more about it. But there is the, do you have the key? It almost does seem like it's some kind of entity. The sword, I guess you could say it's like the Book of Shadows or the book from Hocus Pocus, or it has to have some kind of level of awareness, I guess.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I just don't know to what level. Could it be that there is a
spirit? Like, it's not on a fifth grade level, let's just say.
Could it be, is there a spirit in the Sword of Omens?
The Spirit of Omens or something like that?
Well, honestly, I mean, this is something that has never been brought up, but it's actually really, really an amazing
question, too, even.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing to bring up because it opens up a lot of possibilities. Because how is it that all of these different instruments and tools and weapons that the Thundercats use in the Book of Omens knowingly does certain things? Yes, they're it's almost like the Force. Like, you know,
right.
So I have to agree. I definitely agree. I think there is some sort of, I think that makes so much sense.
That was a great question, Carissa. I never even thought of that.
I think that's amazing. And that's really, really insightful, because that's something I would have never even, I mean, we always kind of like just play it off like it's the Swiss Army knife of weapons. It does whatever,
right? But
it's, and you know, we always play it off of like, is it the will of the one who is wielding the sword, or is that what causes it to do it? Like, is it the consciousness of the person that is using the sword, or is it the sword? But the sword has its own sort of, it does has its own consciousness, because even when Snarf was holding it and it's shooting at Mumra, it knows to do certain things, even though, yeah. So wow, that's pretty good. We should keep that for another discussion.
Maybe we should propose that even to Zach, because you know how deep thinking he is. So, I mean, just to follow that up, it does have a personality, because He-Man and She-Ra's power swords pretty much deflect, are strong. I mean, besides She-Ra's changing into things, but there isn't a personality to it. You're right. Sword of Omens will fly. It will deflect.
Yeah, their swords, the He-Man and She-Ra's swords don't come to them at will, don't anticipate anything, don't warn. And the thing is too, is to back up what she's saying, is the fact that the Sword of Omens isn't perfect, because sometimes it doesn't warn them. So maybe it has consciousness of what it believes to be a true threat, or something that cannot be handled. So hey,
like, it almost waits to see maybe what it's happening, almost like a Jaga would, like, are they gonna handle this themselves, kind of thing? If not, then okay, I guess I
maybe it's tied to ancestors too. Who knows?
Gave us credibility with this question here.
Well, I hope so, because this is supposed to be a two-part episode, which I watched those episodes to record, Ryan.
Yeah, David already has the episodes watched. I didn't.
I got my notes.
Okay, so back to our Greek bungler. First of all, rest in peace, John Irwin. I know how sad of a loss it was for both of you guys. And it's, like David said, it's an immortalized voice, but also a voice that we will never hear again. I felt the same type of grief when James Earl Jones passed away last year. I mean, God, the voice of generation. Secondly, best wishes to David, Mitesh, and their families. I know from my nephews how brutal the winter period can be. My brother and his wife are always sick, it seems. And with the children.
Petri dishes. They're little petri dishes of filth. They must be stopped. It must be contained.
How Mumra of you!
If I put them in a book and throw them into the bubbling cauldron...
Now onto the silly stuff. Key to Thundera. Upon rewatching this episode, I knew straight away what part would fascinate you two. And how appropriate the episode with Lionel and Mumra's embrace gets reviewed on Valentine's Day. In all honesty, it's the closest these two characters will ever get, and it's actually refreshing to see Mumra so vulnerable and afraid. So true, actually.
Hold me closer, tiny Mumra.
Hold me closer, tiny Mumra.
Count the lights along the cat's lair.
Wrap me up in sheets of linen.
Wrap me up in sheets of linen.
Oh, ancient spirit, I had a busy day.
You had a busy day today.
Hold me closer.
Hold me closer. Hold me closer. Hold me closer.
Hold me closer.
Hold me closer.
Hold me closer.
Hold me closer.
Hold me closer.
Hold me closer, tiny Mumra.
Oh, Lionel.
It's also a very pivotal episode because it delves very deep into the mythos of the treasures and introduces two elements that will become very crucial for future major episodes: the Key and the Book of Thundera. And for that reason alone, it is one of my favorite season 3 episodes. Wow! The other reason I like it is because Mumra keeps giving Mammut all those backhanded cute nicknames. On the host scale of 4 out of 5, the bungler of the week, Mammut. All he had to do was eat the sword. How hard was that? Return of the Thunder Cubs. This one delves into the Thundarian law, but more superficially. The most interesting development here is how the Asian spirits are starting to lose patience with Mumra. It's something to look for as we head towards the season finale. Plus, the episode ties with the previous one very well in the sense that we see more of Mumra's insecurities and fears. Hell, we see him run panically for the second straight episode. That's true. The weakest point of the episode is what the title mentions. We get another situation where the Thundercats are made younger. I appreciate that the writers liked the concept and that the Thunder Cubs didn't appear in the 5-parter a lot, but by mid-season 3, the show had enough characters and stories to avoid recycling, in my opinion. On the other hand, the mutants, for me, made this mistake. Like David said, at this point, they just don't care about anything. And it's hilarious seeing them get so non-pulsed. Slythe especially. The host scale, a 3 out of 5. Bungler of the week. Whoever wrote Snarf's lines about the cables and their colors. So cheesy. See you around, my friends. Oh, here we go. Our lovely Leah. Hello. Glad to hear David and his family are recovering.
Thankfully,
you're not sick. Like, can you imagine if it's full circle and like golf a bit? Ryan and David, you were both always do such fitting tributes to beloved voice actors on your podcast. And I know how much moments like this means to those that listen and hear it. You truly express all the love for these talents that so often don't get recognition they dearly deserve to have. Oh, thank you, Leah.
Yeah, thank you.
Key to Thundera, aka Hold Me Closer, Tiny Puny Mumra. I wonder what Lion-O and Starf would get if they ran the Book of Omens through Google Translate. Do you think it would be like those terribly translated instructions we get to put together pieces of cheap furniture and electronics that are worse than trying to do it yourself? You know, Mumra demands that the entire show be his. Anything else is unacceptable. He must watch everything. Everything. Do you think there's a vet somewhere on Third Earth? What would Mumra pay in? Bandages?
Yeah. No, he's probably like, you want these diamonds?
God, I can't get rid of them, right?
So he goes to my husband, the veterinarian unicorn keeper, says that your dog.
My God, can you imagine? Imagine if he
has fleas.
And she's the one that has to call the insurance company.
I've been on the phone with your insurance company for 2 hours, Mumra.
They
just
say
pay
no.
With your pay cash.
So, do you have the key? Do you?
Do you, Diane? Do you know?
Exactly.
Is it? Diane, tell me. Do you know? Do you really know? Do you really know?
No, you know.
Thank you.
Gaudy thrones do not meet David's approval. Now, Snarf, Snarf, Snarf must shout repeatedly. New pyramids, old pyramids, pyramids from IKEA. Now, who's got the Allen key? Isn't that the truth? Spin my kitty around and around. Mumra, the new foul chief, he needs his own cooking channel. I would watch that. And his massive cooking pot. Willa? Will ya? Just get rid of it. HOA Mumra Karen demands you of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mummy wrap, your ancient alternative to cling wrap for those pesky kitchen needs and suffocations. Key? Key? What key? Oh, the one Mammut just swallowed? Call the vet. Oh, here we go. David, our new moral messenger of the podcast episode. Shrink ya, your new handy-dandy pocket-sized problem. Perfect for boiling, broiling, walking the plank, Tinder for your pitchfork, and torch witch hunts. Well, my goodness. I wonder if we can get such hugs from Lion-O. I wouldn't mind it.
I mean, all I have to do is wrap myself in that blanket. That's the best I'm gonna get that you bought me for Christmas.
Cat? Pusra, just ick. Chitara's sixth sense strikes again. Will gold be found? Find out. David's conclusion. All villains are cowards. Yeah? I mean, hey? Mumraft! Sail those open space-time seas! Voltron reference, yay! Mammut is a good doggy and likely more effective than his master at nearly everything! David wants shirtless Lionel. Oh, things never change!
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
He lives! He lives! Why must he? Oh, right, the show must go on. Mutants are curiously reasonable today. Tentacle fog, that kind that just has the feel of Mumra's up to. It's been watching all those upskirt shots. Always got to give Mumra an upskirt shot. Spirits of evil, worse health insurance on Third Earth with no vent, dental, or vision plans. That's right. Slive has stolen Mumra's cooking show. Battle of the Baddies begin. Ooh, we could have like the Iron Chef, Third Earth.
What ingredients? We give you...
a bushy.
Unicorn. No.
It's Phonio. Where for Alto, Phonio? You have become Hunkra. Mirrors, yay! I'll be back again, again, and again. Who bungled who? Listen and find out. Matesh, dear Thunder Ryan, Thunder David, and Thunder Bunglers. Ho! I've missed you so much. The 40th anniversary episode was such a treat with beautiful Buddha. I've looked at his book and want to support our wonderful friend Buddha of Snow Mountain by ordering his book. Let's help him out, Bunglers. Love that. Love that. While resting, I've been listening, enjoying every review and bonus episode, and there's a theme besides Ryan's amazingly hilarious impression and David's passionate singing. Thank you, by the way. Our retro brothers were very concerned about what will they be doing next after the 1985 hose, the 2011 hose, which I love, and the roar hose, which was too stupid for my thunder pups. Well, when you started, you retro brothers were alone, but now you have us. Oh, odd. And our lovely sister Leah, Zesty Sack, Cute Costas, the Mighty Buddha, and an army of bunglers. Oh, and this 50-year-old hoe. We love you, 50-year-old hoe. You're the best hoe we've ever gotten.
I'm almost there too, you know. I got the hoe part down. I'm just not going to
My God. Not yet.
That
not
was
yet.
So beautiful. Thank you for that. I didn't even, Ryan hasn't even finished what you said, wrote, but I'm already.
And Belle, the ever cuddly to support you, his beautiful Belle. I'm sure we could spark some ideas for you, our retro gurus. One idea, which would be a natural transition from Thundercats, would be to do Silverhawk. David has mentioned the show, and it's full of so many bungling characters and a lot of our familiar voice actors from the Ho shows. Silverhawk even follows the culture.
Give me the might, the muzzle, the menace of monster.
Isn't it?
Give me the might, the muscle, the menace.
It's of monster.
Okay. Moonstar of limbo.
Of limbo, right? It is limbo. Silverhawks even follows the culturally appropriation bungling spirit of Ho Bear Roberto by actually including an African-American character to the Silverhawk to be more diverse and then call him Hot Wing. Amazing. What a bungle. You just gotta love to hate it. God, Hot Wings. Even though I grew up watching Thundercats, He-Man, Transformers, Visionaries, hey!
Oh my God, you know my story about Visionaries, how I tried to buy a bunch of Visionaries on eBay, but I was outbid, but I managed to buy like a 20 pack of all their totems. So I have no actual action figure Visionaries. I have like a 20 of their totems that have the...
Yeah, because they carried a totem with an animal or something. They had the
thing on there. They're
So now David's not in need of pizzazz. He's in need of Visionaries to fill the totems.
They're totem staffs that give them power. They also had it on their chest as well, but I have...
Right, but they represent...
Don't ask. All right.
Oh my God. Galaxy Rangers, yes. Centaurians and Bionic Six. As a family, we really fell in love with She-Ra. She was confident in her sword of protection was literally a Swiss Army sword to match the Sword of Omens. And the 2018 new She-Ra and the Princesses of Power was astonishingly inspirational, hilarious, with so many positive influence for young people today. My children have watched all of She-Ra the original and the new series series. And if you wanted, we would go from hose to Roz. I love that. Oh my God.
Do you know that one of my favorite parts of the new Shearer thing? I just love Mermista.
You mean Sailor Mars, as I call her, Sailor Mars Mermista.
She's just hysterical. And she's like, oh my God, really? How she like...
Is that not Mars, though? I feel like but it's she is
how
like...
She's with... Oh, what do you call it? What's
Seahawk.
His name?
Was it Seahawk?
How she's... it's just
every time... It is Seahawk, I think, right?
Every time she's just like... I'm hysterical. It's hysterical about it. But anyway, and I like the twist. There is kind of an interesting twist how the marriage of, I'm way tangenting, but the marriage of technology, like this ancient technology versus like the mystical power thing versus, and then there's a succession of Shearers, not just one, you know, it's like the Slayer in every generation because they
there
don't
is live, a Shearer.
Nobody lives forever, right?
She alone will be blonde. And beautiful.
Actually, I don't think I think the other Shearer
wasn't
blonde,
blonde,
right?
Mara?
I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. But yes.
And finally, I'm sorry I did not review Return of the Thunder Cubs. I still have flashbacks of Judgmental Jaga destroying Thundera and the five-parter being called Thunder Cubs when it had nothing to do with the reforming of Thundera. Based on that logic, they should have called Mumra Lives five-parter Return of Snarfer. So true. I'm already missing you guys until next episode. I want to wish and hope Ryan, David, and all the Bunglers have a beautiful romantic Valentine's Day. Just like Lion-O and Mumra had, embracing their love of each other. I hope Bengali did not see. He could get jelly. Love you, Ryan, David, and Bunglers. Ho, love Mitesh and the Thunder Pops. Love, 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 love you guys. First off, thank you for that. It means so much to hear that you, it's true, we started out with nothing and now we have this
community, this group, this these friendships. It's a lot. It means a lot. And everyone knows it means a lot to us. We always say it, and we'll always continue to say it.
I love the ideas. Okay, so can we talk about possibly that then? We are going to do Gem and the Holograms, because that is a long time coming, because that is David. That is David's...
Possessed.
As you hear, passion.
Well, Gem is one of the reasons why I adopted children. Thank you, Mitesh. We love you too and your family. It's amazing that we have this community.
We honestly would do Silverhawks. I think that is a natural progression. Like
I really liked that show too. I really did.
And you're right. It could be a natural progression of the Bunglers. We could continue Bunglers. And it is voices. It is so similar. The same writers and things like that. I think, Mitesh, we could honestly tell you we will do that at some point. And Shira? Forget about it. Honestly, if we didn't do movies, if we were like a cartoon show, we probably would be doing everything. But yes, Shira is definitely something. If we don't do like the whole series one day, we definitely will be doing more episodes.
Oh, we
like
should
our
do
favorite
my top
episodes.
10, my like, top five, top 10. Well, you know, one of them is the...
Are
the
these
stone,
not the qualities
the
of
sword, yeah.
These not the qualities of Shira when she was a man? And we say it all the time when she was like Dora was pissed.
No, she was pissed.
Adora, Adora was pissed.
Someone tells you, well, if you fall, I'll fly. I'll watch you fall. I'll keep you company all the way down.
I'll watch you all the way. Cowl. He was a little zesty. Cowl himself. Anyway, so our beautiful Bunglers, until we see you again, I was the biggest Bungler because you could have gotten two episodes. We hope this is okay. We didn't want to leave you without any Thundercats.
You Bungler!
Stay tuned in 2 weeks for those two episodes, and I'm sure they're going to be quite worth
it. I'm going to have to rewatch them because it'll be so long. Samantha!
Of course, when we're not doing Thundercats, we are doing regular episodes. If you follow us on that, you can always find David at Universal Appeal 2020, all one word. And if you find Pizzazz in Walmart, please let David know in the future. The Radical Retro Rewind podcast, one word, on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and beyond. And Bunglers, thank you again for all of your mail. Thank you for your love. We love you. And David, it's that time again, even on mail episodes, I still have to do this. Thundercats, ho!
What if I don't want to be a hoe anymore?
It's too late. You already said you were a hoe earlier, but not a 40-year-old hoe. Oh, no, a 50-year-old hoe. A 50-year-old
fine,
hoe.
Fine, fine. I'll be the hoe. It's me. It's always been me. I'm the hoe. I'm the hoe. It's been David all along.
It's been Agatha. It's been David all
it's
along.
It's been Abigail all along. Is it any of it? No, not Abigail. No,
Agatha.
Agatha. It's been Agatha. It's been Agatha all along. All along, I'm a hoe. You the hoe? I the hoe.
Tally ho!
Wings of silver, birds of steel.
Silver ho!
Partly metal, partly real.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.